All right, so here's the thing. They're looking into pleasure and specifically the impact of simple pleasures. So they evaluated whether simple pleasures can, in fact, boost goal pursuit. Remember now, this wasn't about seeing if people would experience pleasure just to see if they could experience pleasure. It was about seeing whether or not the experience of simple pleasures could have an impact on their pursuit of goals, on their productivity. So to evaluate this, the researchers recruited 122 participants to complete an experience sampling study over the course of 6 days. Every morning, the participants told the researchers which goals they wanted to work on that day. Then, at 5 points during each day, they beeped the participants on their phones, and the researchers asked them whether they're experiencing a simple pleasure, a small annoyance, or neither. So they talked about that because small annoyances are simply daily hassles. So finally, participants completed a nightly diary every night of the study, where they told the researchers how happy they were with their day and whether they made more or less progress on their goals than they'd hoped for that morning. Their results confirmed their hunch. The results of the study confirmed the hunch that the researchers had, that simple pleasures are essential for making progress on daily life goals. Not huge pleasures, not to say that huge pleasures don't count, but simple pleasures are essential for making progress on daily life goals. Ah, so we're seeing that simple pleasures have an end other than just the experience of the pleasure. On days when people experience very few simple pleasures, the minor irritations that characterize everyday life ate away at their goal progress. In contrast, on days when people experienced a high number of simple pleasures, they stuck to their goals and they progressed on the task they'd set out for themselves during that morning. So this is the message that the researchers came away with. Experiencing simple pleasures can buffer the harmful effects of small annoyances for goal progress. Now here's a question. Why are simple pleasures vital for goal progress? Modern day life is full of struggles. Modern day life is full of challenges. And these erode the very psychological resources that we need in order to make progress on our goals. The study suggests that simple pleasures have the power to restore feelings of positivity and happiness. And as a result, you derive energy and the perspective that you need to pursue the difficult but important things in life. Simple pleasures, something that may have little to no cost, something that may require little energy, some energy for sure, but little energy, not a huge ton of it. It can be brief. It doesn't have to be something that lasts as long as 5 days times 24 hours. It can be something that lasts a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, not necessarily 4 hours. We're talking brief, simple moments of pleasure that empower us to pursue our goals. Now, I asked earlier what your thoughts are regarding pleasures and how they work for you. And then I narrowed it to simple pleasures. How they impact you. Isn't it interesting that simple pleasures can have such a powerful impact on our minds, our psyche, our souls, our ability to make progress throughout the day? One of the things that the researchers noticed was that when their participants were pressed for time, the first thing they cut out of their lives were simple pleasures. But according to the research, depriving themselves of nice things in life would harm their ability to make progress on their goals and not help. Harm and not help. Remember, they became enthused. I mean, a simple pleasure, helping us regroup, helping us revive, a simple pleasure. How about something as simple as a pleasant 5-minute conversation with a family member who you may not have heard from in, say, 4 or 5 days. Just a 5 or 10 minute conversation. And it can just light your heart up. So if you're feeling pressed for time, you're wondering how you can possibly manage to get everything done, take a step back. Enjoy a simple pleasure. Maybe spend 15, 20 minutes enjoying some hot cocoa, your favorite juice, healthy bag of chips. They make a lot of healthy chips now. Maybe spend 15, 20 minutes reading a good book. Remember now, brief. And I know 15, 20 minutes you may be thinking is a long time, but you're talking 24 hours. And out of that 24, you might be up and at them for 14 hours. 15 hours. 15, 20 minutes is almost sort of a bit of a drop in the bucket. But it's a powerful drop, isn't it? Yeah. So allow yourself to enjoy. But remember now, enjoy the pleasures that our Creator has no problems with. Because if He has a problem with it, unless your conscience is so hardened that you can easily call that which is good bad and call that which is bad good, you can easily ignore the wrongness of what you're doing. Unless you're at that stage, your conscience will be bothered if you go into, you know, the indulgence of the forbidden pleasures. Stay with the pleasures that are truly positive and beneficial. In other words, they benefit, they enhance the well-being of your soul. And you're still experiencing joy, probably even more so. I'll be right back.